It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rose Wall, and he is with the USU Extension in Emory County. And, you know, this we start out the first of the year, and it seems like everybody is getting ready and doing this and doing that and along the lines of 4-H. And one of the things that they always try to start and get people ready for at the first of the year when it comes to that is the stock show. And this is one of those things. They're going to have something that will help you to kind of prepare for the stock show, let you know the types of things that you should have when you're getting ready to be in a stock show. And they're going to have some classes on that. And Ro came in, and that's what we're going to talk about. Ro, thank you so much for taking out the time today.
Oh, thank you.
So let's talk about the stock shows, because they're huge in our area.
They are. We have a lot of kids that are really involved.
And one of the things that you always, well, we talked about it before we got on this was, you know, sometimes they save things and have records that they don't necessarily need, and then they don't have records that they do need. And so You've kind of put this course together to help people kind of plan that out and know what they need to have when, as far as that goes.
Sure. So the 4-H, the portfolios that they've done in the past have changed a little bit in the last couple of years. We're encouraging them to enter a resume and a cover letter instead, which hopefully I think will be a great life skill for the participants to have, you know, knowing how to write a resume. But that doesn't mean that we, just because it's very short, that you shouldn't keep any records. If you're doing a livestock project, we're going to talk about how to write a good resume, but there's a lot of information that you need in order to do that. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about your animal projects and what kinds of records you might need to keep, you know, how much you're feeding them, how much you paid, and immunization records, you know, how much the animals are gaining in weight or growing and all of those things that really need to be recorded.
So, and you've been around the stock shows and done this enough. What are some of the common mistakes maybe that people make when it comes to getting ready and having records and things for a stock show?
Really just putting it off, I think, is the number one problem. You know, doing this the night before it's due, you know, they turn these in at the stock show in July, and getting started in July is not the right time to do it.
And so you're saying the earlier you start, well, not only, you know, it goes back to schoolwork, the earlier you start, the better product you're going to have, and the easier it's going to be as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. It'll be easier. You'll have a better product. And really, I think you'll learn something from the process. I'm hoping you'll learn something.
All right. So let's get some particulars on the class. When is it, and what is there a fee for it, or how's this going to work?
No, this one is no charge. We're welcome for any 4-H, FFA, junior livestock producers of any kind are welcome. You know, really any other youth are welcome to come visit with us as well. But even if you aren't sure you're going to be doing a livestock project yet, you're welcome to come. But it's going to be on January 13th. That's Friday afternoon at 2:00. It'll be at the County Administration Building in Emory County.
Okay. Are you looking for pre-registrations on this? Or is this just one of those show
things? I would love to know sort of how many people are going to be there. If you're planning on coming, if you'd give me an email or a call there at the office, we'd appreciate it.
But, all right.
But if you don't, show up anyway.
All right. So if somebody wanted to reach out, what's your number? What's your email?
The number there is 435-381-3535. And then you can email me at ro.zwallen@usu.edu.
So once again, this is a lot of great information. If you're looking to participate in a stock show in the coming year, or even if you're not and you just thinking that you might, this is going to help you get all your information and make sure you have everything that you need when it comes to that portfolio that you have to turn in. And once again, it's going to tell you what you need and what you don't need. And you know what? This is a great thing because, as we said earlier, it seems like a lot of people enjoy and get into the stock shows here in our area. And this is really just the first step. It's getting everything together.
It is. A lot of people don't have their animals yet, but understanding how to to get going and keep good records from the beginning is going to be great.
All right. Rose Wallen, once again, with the USU Extension in Emory County. Thank you for taking out the time and coming over and talking to us
today.
Well,
thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.